it's Randy Miles, and I am in the studio, and I love saying this. I'm in the studio with the manager of God's World, Dawn Robinson. How are you?
I am wonderful, Randy. Thanks for having me.
I'm so glad that you're my first guest in the studio.
I'm so honored.
Yes, since the pandemic, so 16 months, and you know, it feels good to be able to talk to person face to face.
Yes.
And see their eyes.
Yes.
You know, both of us vaccinated. Yes. It just feels really good to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. And speaking of post-pandemic, we're hoping, you know, and praying. Black businesses have struggled through this pandemic, and it's been very difficult. And I know some people were privy to getting some money to keep their businesses thriving.
Right.
But how did God's World make it through this?
Okay. You know, so that's a good question, because even before the pandemic, Black businesses have just been disproportionately challenged in making their businesses survive, you know, for lack of capital, for lack of banking relationships that we don't have that other businesses may have. And so with that said, God's World, we have been very blessed, you know, post-pandemic, you know, I heard a quote the other day where 8 out of 10 Black businesses fail. Mm. And yet we have been here nice and strong for 42 years.
Amen.
And so I can't do anything but thank God and praise God for his grace, you know, because we didn't do everything right. You know, it's not like we can say, you know, we had that firm business plan in place. We checked all the boxes, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of the things, the owner, my father-in-law, Brother Larry Robinson, you know, he got into it and he just kind of fell in where he could and picked up the pieces where he could and learned
right.
the things on the way. And so we have been very, very blessed. And I can honestly say it's nothing but the support of the community, the churches.
For sure.
We have so many people that come in and say, I just wanted to come in and bless you. I was driving by.
Yes.
I thank you for, you know, your presence in the community. And so, you know, outside of the obvious thing that it was God, it is the community that has kept us in business for 42 years. And we are just honored and so grateful.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Listen, we can have church.
We can have church. You know, I can bring it.
I remember reading a newspaper article with Brother Larry last year during the pandemic.
Yes.
And, you know, how Black businesses were trying to make it through that. And it looked a little bleak at one point.
Yeah, we got a lot of calls about that article. We were struggling. We weren't having the best of times, but we weren't in danger, thank God, of closing.
Yeah.
But somehow the way the article was positioned, we got a ton of calls. There are still people that, now that they're hearing our commercials on their air, they have called and said, I thought you guys were out of business.
Oh my gosh.
Like just yesterday we got that call.
Oh no. Yes. Well, they are still there.
We are still
on 7 Mile.
Right.
Let it be known. Well, I know that you have a lot of things going on at God's World. One of the things that you really upped the ante with is your website.
Yes. You know, we're still building it because we have been in business so long. Our inventory is extensive.
Right.
And so we try to keep it updated, adding things a little bit at a time. But I tell people all the time, if you don't see it, call us, because I am pretty sure that we have it. And if we don't have it, we can get it. So but our website, we had really tried to step into this digital age. And that's been one of the things that has really helped us.
Yes, for sure.
You know, when you couldn't go out and shop in the stores, you know, you could then go in and say, well, hey, I can still support God's World this way. I can still give my Bibles. I can still give my Sunday school books. I can still give my CDs online, you know, 24/7.
Yeah,
right?
I love that. I love that. It's a little bit more work for you all, but it's also very good for the community as well.
Yeah.
Because the dollars are still going to God's World, which I really love. And I love the fact that you all are still there. And I know that you're doing the study Bibles and things this month.
Yes.
I am so excited about that. We geeked out about that.
Yes.
Last time we talked about how we love reference Bibles and study Bibles and devotional guides and things like that. And God's World has all of that.
We have all of that. We have the nonfiction books. by all the top authors and preachers that you can name, Tony Evans, Priscilla Shire, yeah. Bishop T.D. Jakes. We have all the Jakes, actually. We have
all of them.
All of them. You know, so there's always something that you can pick up to not just encourage yourself, but to pass along to someone else. One of the big things we've been getting a lot of calls about recently are baptism gifts.
For
the littles, you know, because now the church is back in and, you know, if some churches are having vacation Bible school. They want to find those gifts for people that are that age that, you know, they won't consider boring, you know.
Right.
But still will edify them in a wonderful way.
I loved going to vacation Bible school.
Oh, yes.
And just doing the little crafts and those cutouts. Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. I'm going to reminisce a little bit. Yeah. So tell everybody where you are. If they've never heard of God's World before, sometimes that happens.
It happens. Well, we are still located at 13533 West 7 Mile Road in Detroit. We are open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And our phone number is 313-862-8220. And yes, Detroit, we are still here. And we thank you so much for 42 years of blessing us. And we hope to have 42 more.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.